I want to welcome everyone back to the virtual summit. We are now in the presence of one of the most fabulous speakers that I know, Miss Norma Hollis, that every time I hear her talk, I'm like, wow, I need to polish myself up. So welcome today, Miss Norma.
Thank you, Tanya. It's a wonderful joy to be here.
Oh, good. So why don't you just take it on from here?
Thank you very much. I will do just that. So good afternoon. It's afternoon here, and hello, everyone, and welcome to the call. Thank you for listening in to learn more about monetizing your message. I am very delighted to have the opportunity to share with you some concepts that might be a little different than what you've heard before. I have a little different perspective of the speaking industry, having been in it now for 18 years. I have been coaching speakers for that time, and I also owned a speakers bureau for a dozen years. I've been in the industry in multiple ways, and I've come to learn it from multiple perspectives. And so the information that I bring to you comes from a broad background in the speaking industry, as well as a very deep foundation in my own platform and my own brand, which is authenticity. I help people find, live, and share their authentic voice. And that's the foundation for monetizing your message. You see, in the 12 years that I worked with my speakers bureau, and I met speakers from all over the world and booked a lot of speakers, one of the things that I found so very, very interesting, and this is consistent actually in the 18 years that I've been in the industry and also coaching, and what I found so interesting is that 99% of the speakers that I encountered all have the same message. Now, that may sound a little strange to you because you know what your message is, and from your angle, maybe someone else's message is not the same as yours. But I could really sum up the message of most speakers, 99%, really in the very byline that Tanya uses for PSA, that most speakers have a desire to change the world, and they see they can do it from the front of the room. So where does this energy, this inspiration, this desire to change the world come from? And I'll be talking about this when I do my presentation at the PSA National Conference in March. So I'll get more and deeper into that, particularly as it relates to authenticity. But essentially, I will summarize it to say that this comes from your spirit. This comes from the energy that lives within you, the energy that pulsates and desires to get out. And that's aligned with the purpose that you came to the planet for. Many of us are on the planet with the same purpose. We just express it in different ways. So the secret, the true secret, the foundational piece to monetizing your message is to be clear on what your message is and to live your message so that you are aligned with your message, and in many ways you are your message. Particularly if you're in this 99% of people who have the same message to change the world, changing the world from their perspective. So that message comes from your heart, your gut, your soul, your spirit. It's the essence of who you are. It represents, or this is how I really help my clients look at their message and identify their message. You can see it in the patterns in your life. If you want to go to what your true message is, not the one you made up because someone told you that if you don't talk about money or relationships or health, then no one's going to buy your material or listen to you. That's not true. You were given a message in your heart, in your spirit, in your soul, in your gut so that you could share it. Granted, you have to position it somewhat, but the first thing and most important thing is to be aligned with that message. The essence of who you are, again, the patterns in your life, your journey through life. Chances are your desire to speak is grounded in your passion, your experience, and or your expertise. Now, there are not many speakers who don't speak on passion. After all, the whole concept of speaking comes from that heart, the spirit, the gut, the seat of your passion. So speakers end up speaking about what gives them great joy? What gives you bliss that you can't wait to tell somebody else? Or what really upsets you? What really turns you off? Maybe that's what you want to talk about. But the passion is a foundation of your life and the patterns and your experiences and what you've been through. It's the foundation for your message. Your experience is a foundation for your message. Maybe you were an only child. Maybe you were adopted. Maybe you were raped. Maybe you won a lottery. Maybe you had some other experience that you felt compelled about sharing. You have in the heart your desire to help other people perhaps not go through the same thing. You want to create a better world. Your experiences, you don't want anyone to experience the challenges that you went through. Or if someone is going through that, you want them to have tools to make it more successful. Your passion, your experience, and your expertise. Your expertise is probably the thing that you've been doing for a long time. You've been working on a job for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. You become an expert at it. You've been doing something else for a long period of time. You've gained an expertise. How does that expertise wind itself around the patterns in your life? Is there an example of that when you were in your teens, when you were coming up in your maybe early 20s, when you were a child? Looking at the patterns of your life, looking at the passion, the experience, expertise, looking at what drives you, this is a foundation for your true message, the message that comes from your heart, the message that was part of your purpose, the reason why you feel you must speak. So monetizing this message, monetizing this natural part of yourself means to align with it, to be one with it, not to fight it, not to change it, but to allow it to evolve through you, allow it to grow and express itself through you. Speakers, again, came to the planet with a purpose, and that your message aligns with that purpose, that aligns with your passion and your experience and your expertise. And when you can master this, when you can master the art of going inside and really examining who you are and looking at your life and the lesson that your life is, everyone's life is a lesson to themselves as well as to others. When you can see that, you can see clearly what your message is, the true message, your authentic message. This is what makes you authentic. This is what gives you the strength and the skill to share your authentic voice, to step into authenticity, to be in alignment, to find your authentic voice. Speakers are searching their authentic voice. You want to monetize the authentic voice. If you're not doing the authentic voice, you're trying to monetize something that's not aligned with you, and that's why it's not working. It works better when everything is lined up. So this is aligning with your assignment, aligning with your purpose, aligning with what you're doing on the planet, fulfilling your purpose, and then talking about it. Now, that's the basic concept that I want you to think about, that monetizing your message is not about just focusing on the money. It's not just about focusing on the processes and the systems, although they are important. But the foundation of monetizing your message is having a message that is monetizable, and a message particularly that represents you and your authentic self. Now, the challenge that a lot of speakers have is that we are creative people. We frequently have multiple topics, multiple projects, multiple gifts, multiple dimensions through which we see life. We're kind of multiple everything, or at least multiple things. And our challenge is trying to sort through all these multiple parts of ourself. It's wonderful to be creative. They refer to entrepreneurs as being creative. However, when entrepreneurs have a new idea, they refer to it, I won't say they, but it's often referred to as chasing shiny objects. And oftentimes, entrepreneurs are encouraged to stick with one thing at a time. But, you know, some people just aren't wired that way. Some people just can't do one thing at a time. And a lot of speakers fall into that category because although you had that message to come to the planet and change the world from the front of the room, you probably received several messages and multiple ways to make that change. And so given that you have a creative way of thinking, you are likely going in circles from time to time and thinking about this idea and that idea and how you can fit this in and how you can make changes here and all these multiple ways that you can make a difference. And I refer to that as circular thinking. That's the creative side of us. It causes us to bounce from one thing to another. You know, it reminds me of when we're running of a relay race. And, you know, a relay race, usually there's four or five people that are in the relay, and one person runs a stint, and then they pass the relay, the baton, to someone else who carries it and takes it another way, and eventually through the four or five people, they end up all the way around the circuit. Well, the creative type has a little different approach. They're looking at all six or eight lanes, and they're the first runner in each lane. So they may take up lane one and run to the next relay, but rather than pass the baton to the next person, they put the baton on the floor, on the ground, and they go over to lane two, and they grab that baton, and they run that to the place where you pass it on, put the baton on the ground, go back to lane three, because they keep having new ideas, and they keep developing those new ideas. And as a result, a lot of creative people, a lot of speakers, create phenomenal programs and phenomenal processes and phenomenal assessments and phenomenal ways to make a difference in the world and to help others make a difference in the world. But what happens is that phenomenal stuff that they've created just stays there in the phenomenal minds of the creator and in the small circle of people who had the opportunity to share it. The challenge that speakers have in monetizing their message, particularly the creative speakers, is that there's a difference between the message that Spirit gives you. Spirit gives you messages, your energy connects with you in ways that give you that excitement and make you want to go start something else, and you see a need here, and you're on this mission, and you want to make a difference. But we're on planet Earth, and planet Earth operates a little differently than the spirit world. In planet Earth, things operate in a linear fashion, which means that the baton gets passed to the next person. So you run it to the lane, the idea person starts it, and then passes it on to someone else who evaluates, and passes it on to someone who, after evaluating it, is now going to assess it. And then, after the assessment, then the next person is going to take the implementation. And that's the way you turn messages into money. You have to be able to turn the baton over to someone else. You can't just keep doing new ideas and expecting the ideas to just generate money on their own. Ideas only only work when you put legs to them, when you put life to them, when you breathe energy into them, and when you allow other people to come into your space and to help you to move those things in a straight line. Some people will tell you that the key to monetizing your message is having real clear target market and making sure you have a niche market, and that's absolutely true. However, it's more than that, because you have to have a niche market for each linear path that you're doing. And it might be that you have more than one niche market, and that's all right, as long as you're clear on your message. A great message will transcend different markets. I'll give you an example, and that's of my own brand and my message of authenticity. It took me, maybe 10 or 12 years to recognize that my true brand and my true message is about authenticity. I started out talking about managing life's mazes and how life to me is like a maze, because everywhere you go, it's a challenging path, and you're not sure which way to go to get out of the maze. You're just constantly hitting brick walls sometimes, and it's very, very challenging and difficult. And then when I got past that phase, I saw my next brand as the power of voice, and how powerful voices are and how powerful it is to share your message. And I was heavy in the speaking industry at that point in time. And that worked for a while, but it did not represent the evolution of me, because all of us are evolving, particularly if we are spiritual people and we're sharing a message that was given to us as our assignment on the planet. We are on this path, and we are spiritual people moving forward. So you want a brand and you want a message that you can grow with. And it wasn't until I had a coach that worked with me that helped me see that my true brand was authenticity. And when I went back and listened to several of the audios I had done in the previous year, I was absolutely amazed at how frequently I mentioned the word authentic and authenticity. But I couldn't hear myself because I'm in the frame. I didn't have a coach that helped me to pull it out. And when I did get a coach, they did pull it out, and I could see, well, true that is. And as I examine that and examine now, if I look at this word authenticity, does it fit with the pattern of my life, if I go back to my childhood and I think about the things that I like to do, and I remember that I didn't get what some of the kids' perspectives, I had some real pain challenges as a child, and I had to grow up very easy, very fast. And as a result, I didn't see the world the way that a lot of my peers did. So when they said certain things, it wasn't authentic for me. So when I thought about authenticity and went back to my childhood, I said, yeah, you know, that's right. Because I was looking at authenticity back when I was 10 years old. I didn't notice what it was, but that's what it was. And then I looked back to when I was directing child care programs. I was a Head Start director for about 20 years. And I remember that I had a staff of maybe 250 employees. And I used to always wonder, why is it that some of these employees are just really into these preschool children and into making a difference in their lives? And then there are others that really are just there for the paycheck. And I didn't realize I was looking at authenticity. And that was a thread that was weaving itself in my life. And then I remembered when I started my coaching programs and I started coaching speakers and running my bureau. And I would meet speakers, and when I would meet them and I would ask them about their goals as a speaker, many of them would tell me who they want to be like. They say, I want to be just like, and they'd mention you fill any blank you want to fill. And then I'd ask them to start speaking. And then they would start speaking just like that person. And you know what? It never worked. It always fell flat because that's not who they are. And I didn't realize I was talking about authenticity. And then when someone brought to my attention, I could go back and look at the patterns of my life, the thread that's been woven throughout the things that I've done, throughout my beliefs, throughout how my spirit has operated, throughout the ways that I've lived my life and people that have been in my life. And I recognize that authenticity truly was my brand and is my brand. And then I've had that brand now for, I don't know, 7 or 8 years. And I realize I'm evolving still because I have a deeper understanding of authenticity and what it means to the human spirit. But you know what? It's still authenticity. My message is still authenticity. So I know that is my true message. What is your true message? If you go back and look at your life and maybe some of the words that you have said repeatedly or phrases, you can probably begin to identify what is your true message. And then how are you going to couch it so that it becomes successful as a speaker? You have to have a speaker identity. You have to know who you are as a speaker, and people who are going to book you have to know who you are. And that's why it's really important to have that message clear. So now when I talk about authenticity, I can put it in many different areas in my life. I can talk about being an authentic speaker and cashing in on your authentic voice. I love talking about it in terms of my first career of early childhood. Matter of fact, I did 3 webinars yesterday or teleconferences about raising children who are spiritually conscious and using the concepts of authenticity with that. And then I also use authenticity in corporate America to help develop authentic leaders. So I found multiple ways to take that one message of authenticity and spread it out in different areas. And that's what I encourage each of you to do. Don't just pick a message because it's popular or because someone tells you this is what people will buy. When I was going through my challenges of trying to decide my message, I can't tell you how many coaches told me that I should change my message so that it focuses on money or relationships or health. And while I recognize the importance of those, and recognize that my message touches those areas, I'm not being authentic if I modify my message to meet the needs of what I think is what's going to bring me money. As a matter of fact, I even tried it for a while. They told me to do it. I said, okay, sure, I did. And just like the speakers who tried to speak like someone else, every time it fell flat. But when I modified myself and started speaking what's really in my heart, what's really truly in my soul, and what I resonate with as the message that Spirit sent me here to speak, wow, I can't tell you the level of satisfaction and joy that that brings me. And you know what? I find that I think less about the money and more about the message. And when I focus on the message, then my true heart comes through. People hear and feel my authenticity. They connect with my authentic voice, and they want to be a part of me. That didn't happen when I followed the advice of the so-called coaches who advised me, if you don't change your message to focus on money or relationships or health, people aren't going to buy. But you know what? That's not my authentic path. That's not the way for me to do it. That's not the way that I'm going to be most successful in the industry, because that's not who I am. Now, I remember once I was introduced to be a speaker for a major organization, and the two people who introduced me were under the impression that a speaker is supposed to be a high-energy keynote every time. And they came out on the stage and they just, yeah, yeah, rah, rah, here's Norma Hollis, yeah, yeah. But that wasn't me. And I just came on the stage and said hi in my normal, confident energy, but not the hype energy. Hype energy is not me. So that's the last thing I want to leave you with before I conclude my call about earning income from your message and monetizing your message and to enhance the concept of authenticity, is that the other part is that you have to be authentic to your energy. If you're not a high energy keynote type speaker, don't try to be one. There are some people that go into the industry thinking there's only one way to speak and earn money, and that's a high-energy keynote. And then they try to change themselves to be that. But, you know, we're at a time now where you can make money in multiple ways as a speaker, and you should align it with your energy. I mentioned that I did 3 telephone interviews, telesummit seminars yesterday. And that's something that I love to do when I'm in my introspective mood. I don't have to leave my room. I don't even have to put my makeup on. I can just get on the phone and be myself. And other times when I'm in my extroverted personality, I love being on stage. But it's not the hyper type. It's my own calm type of energy that really is very effective and represents me. So I have so much more I'd love to share with you, but, you know, I am just about out of time. I will be at the PSA conference on March 3rd to 5th, and I do invite you to come and spend some time with me and listen to my message and spend some more time with me. I also offer each of you a complimentary 15-minute one-on-one with me, and this gives me an opportunity to meet you, to learn about your message. I'd love to know what it is you feel compelled to speak on and whether you feel called, or whether your experiences are pushing you, or, you know, some people have such a drive, you know, I'm one of them, that there's no other way I could live my life, not and be authentic to myself. And if I had chosen the standard 9-to-5 corporate life that a lot of people choose, I don't think I would have been alive right now. I have special dietary needs and other things that I would not be able to accommodate if I hadn't taken time to step into who I am, connect with my true message, and take the courage to live my true message. Living your true message does take some courage, and I encourage you to do that. I would love to have a chance to encourage you even more by having a chance to meet you. So if you would, please go to meetwithnorma.com, meetwithnorma.com. There are time slots available. You can select one. I'd love to talk to you about what you feel the Spirit has you called to speak about. I'd love to talk to you about your progress so far in doing that. And I'd love to talk to you about my Rapid Speaking Success Program. I have a phenomenal program that's based on the acronym RAPID. I'll be talking about that at the event in March in San Antonio. And I also spoke about it on the teleconference that was held the last time. I think it was in December. And you can go to that link and listen to that one as well. I am here to share with you as much information as I can about what it means to take your message and share it with the world. Because the Spirit gave you that message and has a purpose for you to fulfill, then you should be changing the world from the front of the room. That's what I'm here for. That's why I owned a speakers bureau for 12 years. That's why I've been coaching speakers for 18 years. That's why I paid the price to understand the industry from many different ways, so I can help you not have to go through what I went through. I'm bringing my passion, experience, and expertise to help you expand your passion, experience, and expertise. I'm Norma T. Hollis. I encourage you to go to meetwithnorma.com. And I also encourage you to check out my website, normahollis.com, N-O-R-M-A-H-O-L-L-I-S.com. take the authenticity assessment, check out your scores on the assessment, and allow one of our authenticity coaches to give you a 15-minute overview about how authentic you're living your life. Lots of opportunity there to grow in your message and in your authenticity. I'm Norma T. Hollis, America's leading authentic voice doctor. I look forward to meeting you and speaking with you soon. Thank you so much, and thank you, Tanya.
Thank you, Norma. Oh, yay, I'm clapping. Ball clap.
Thank you. What a joy. I love talking about this subject. I'm stepping more into my authenticity, and I know I recognize the great spiritual connection that I've always had, but not expressed as much as I will be. But I also recognize that the speakers that you attract are those who are spiritually connected, because why else would they want to change the room, change the world from the front of the room? So my job is to help them right along with you. It's great being a partner with you, Tanya.
Well, and it's interesting because a lot of times people ask me, you know, there's a certain sense of who's in the organization. And, you know, we're not a corporate, this is everything structured and straight and proper and all of those kind of things. We're very loose and organic and hugging, you know.
right. Feminine energy. We need that on the planet now, yeah.
Exactly. So it's a different energy, and it, you know, some people it thrives with it, and other people are like, no, I don't think so. So, you know, we attract who we're supposed to attract, right?
And I'm so thrilled. I've been waiting a long time for you to do this. So I tried to do it in a different way, but that's not my gift, so that wasn't mine to do.
Yeah.
So I'm just glad to be here, and that I know that it's your gift. It's clearly your gift because you do it very, very well, and it's making an opportunity for so many of us to connect together, and I'm just really, really pleased.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much. Well, as you can see, Norma is amazing. You do not want to miss her at the Public Speakers Conference. She's going to be there. You can sit down with her and have a chat, listen to her incredible presentation she's going to give, really get some insight. She's also going to be on our panel discussion and doing the emceeing for that. She is amazing, and I'm so honored to have her as my friend. If you have not signed up for the Public Speakers Conference yet, it's March 3rd through the 5th in San Antonio, Texas. We have Les Brown, Norma, we've got Katrina Sala, we've got a whole bunch of people. Jane Duber, you heard from Howie Berg a little earlier, Patty Farmer, Elizabeth McCormick. I mean, it just goes on and on. So if you have not signed up, make sure you do not miss this opportunity. We're going to have media there to book you, to be on their radio show, get involved in their next conference, their next event. I'll personally be interviewing people, and it's going to be a lot of fun. If you've been looking for a place to go have some fun, why not be in the room full of the most connected people in the world? So jump in on this. Use the coupon code VIRTUAL. And you will go from the $750 that it is at right now, and if you want to be a part of the pre-conference VIP package, that's another $150. So $900. Right now you can get in for $450, and that includes your pre-conference ticket. So it's a huge deal, and I wanted to make sure that everyone on this virtual summit benefits from that. So take advantage of that.